Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
Drove across the country in 3 days with my sister and got here on March 1st. And shortly after that, the pandemic ensued and South by Southwest was canceled and everything was closing. And all the people that I had scheduled to meet through mutual friends said, oh, sorry, we're not going to be able to meet you for lunch or dinner. And it was like the Indiana Jones movie where that giant ball is chasing you and you have to, everyone's running for musical chairs and they're like, wherever you are, that's where you have to stay.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today I'm joined by John Livesay once again. John is a great guest who I'm delighted to have back. He has a history in marketing, content creation, storytelling, and more. He speaks to people all around the world on how they can improve their storytelling. And thanks to 2020, he's been able to jump into virtual speaking as well. But he also moved to Austin and Texas at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic as a public speaker before he was doing it virtually. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly or, I guess, hurtful review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. John Livesay, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
I am, Alex.
Fantastic. Today we're going to talk about you moving from LA to Austin at the beginning of the pandemic. That's a big move to make at the beginning of a crisis. So fill us in. Why was this happening in the first place? What were you expecting and what happened?
Well, after many years of living in Los Angeles, I decided I wanted to change things up. As a keynote sales speaker, I didn't have to live in California anymore. I could live anywhere and travel to give the talks. And after reviewing a lot of different places, I picked Austin for several reasons. The creative vibe, keep it weird, less congested, the growth. There was a lot of great food, music. There was a lot of reasons to come here. And I sold my place faster than I expected back in January. And then I drove across the country in 3 days with my sister and got here on March 1st. And shortly after that, the pandemic ensued and South by Southwest was canceled and everything was closing. And all the people that I had scheduled to meet through mutual friends said, oh, sorry, we're not going to be able to meet you for lunch or dinner. And it was like the Indiana Jones movie where that giant ball is chasing you and you have to, everyone's running for musical chairs and they're like, wherever you are, that's where you have to stay. And it was very disorienting because I kept having to tell myself that even if I was in LA, I couldn't see my friends. Everything was virtual. And then on top of that, the speaking engagements that I had that were scheduled to be in March and April in Vegas and other places said, oh, we're not going to be able to have these live events. We're going to make them virtual. And I did not have an office set up to give a virtual talk with the proper lighting and microphone and cameras. And trying to order all that equipment in a pandemic was quite challenging because everything was out of stock because everyone was ordering it. But I was able to get it done. And then I had to reinvent how I gave a talk. And would it be as impactful? Would it be as engaging? Would it be emotional not doing it in person? And so I did a dry run with just about 20 people. And it was quite odd speaking when everyone's on mute. And I'm going, oh, normally I get a laugh here or what have you. And then after the talk, they all said, oh, we so needed to hear that now. And almost like a plant needing water that perks up, I found that the message of storytelling and staying in the moment and not taking rejection personally, all those and embracing disruption, all those things that I love to speak about were needed more than ever because everyone has been experiencing disruption on a whole new level. And then as I continued to work on that, I realized there's all kinds of new tools I could learn such as Ecamm that's on available on Apple products that allows you to have special effects and music play. And I talk about when you get nervous, you get butterflies in your stomach. And the goal is not to get rid of those butterflies, but to get them to fly in formation. And now I have the ability to have butterflies fly across my screen in 3D. And so people are, oh, this isn't just another Zoom call. So learning all those new techniques was a big investment in time and money. And I realized I had the decision to make of whether my speaking career was going to be like Blockbuster or like Netflix. And even though live events weren't happening, I needed to figure out a way to give value to the people who were hiring me to speak virtually and give them something unexpected that they didn't even know existed. And I didn't know it existed. But once I did know that that was possible, I had to make that choice to invest in it and learn it. And I think that's the big lesson for everyone is keep ahead of what's going on. And if you do find that there's a new way to do something and no one's asking you for it, you have that character decision. Am I the kind of person that waits to learn and give something of value and I don't want to do it until someone's asking me to do it? Or am I proactive and offer it as an unexpected luxury and surprise in a way to delight the audiences? And now I've been able to do that several times throughout this whole pandemic. And the feedback's been amazing in terms of this is the best content. You know, I can play music while I'm speaking. I can do all kinds of interactive things instead of a flip chart like I would in person. There's a way now to have people type in their takeaways and it appears full screen like it's a slide. And so people are engaging in a completely different way than they would in a live event. And sometimes people actually are preferring it.
I love that. And I think so often when something goes wrong with our lives, we just say, oh, well, it got messed up, right? But I love that you took it and you said, okay, perfect opportunity for me to try something new, for me to experiment with something different and see how I can make this still effective and still get that message across. What was the single biggest challenge for you in making that pivot from in-person speaking to virtual speaking?
Learning the technology. And so my suggestion for everyone is when you have the fear of the unknown, don't go it alone. And luckily for me, I found a gentleman named Ken Skye, who's an expert at virtual event production. And he's the one that said, buy this kind of computer, buy this software, then we'll screen share and I'll show you how to use it. And was on the speaking events with me, because at a live event, you have people in the back of the room taking care of all that. So I thought, I guess I need to have somebody who's got my back with the technology when I'm speaking. I can't be worried about that not working while I'm giving a talk. So I think that's the biggest lesson is there's a lot to learn, but don't try to do it all by yourself.
I like that. And more out of curiosity than anything, have you found that you really enjoy the virtual speaking? And to what degree, as things open back up, do you think things will stay virtual for you or for the industry in general?
Everything's got pros and cons, of course. The pros are I can do multiple speaking events virtually and not have to travel and worry about missed airplanes and deadlines and things like that. I do miss the live presence and the feel of the audience and getting to shake people's hands and sign books and all that good stuff. I think companies will probably do a hybrid going forward. And some events will be virtual and some will be live. And let's say, you know, a company would have a big live event once a year and maybe every quarter, maybe now they'll say, you know, twice a quarter, we'll do it virtually. So we still want the virtual events to be entertaining and engaging. So that won't be time or money wasted. I don't think it's going to go away completely.
Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to give a chance for the guests to brag a little bit, share what's working for them now and where people can find them. So tell us, John, what are you up to? What is the bulb that is not broken for you?
Well, the bulb that's not broken is I have an online course on the power of storytelling. And a lot of coaches and consultants are finding that they love coaching but hate selling. And once they figure out how to tell a story, they're getting all kinds of new clients. So that's been a lot of fun to help people become better storytellers, even if they can't hear me speak in person.
Fantastic. And where can people find that and the rest of the work that you do?
Sure. If you text the word pitch, P-I-T-C-H, to 66866. You get a free PDF from me on my top storytelling tips. And my course is gofrominvisibletoirresistible.com.
Oh, I like that. That is fantastic. Okay, that is 66866. Text PITCH to 66866 and get that free PDF with John's tips. John, thank you once again for joining me on the podcast.
It was fun. Thanks, Alex.
And thank you for listening. I love how John made this pivot. He saw what was happening to his industry and decided to embrace it and become the best there was at this new medium. When life gives you lemons, right? Special thank you to John for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, all linked down in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. It makes us feel warm and fuzzy, and it helps people find us. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.